Bob, you're in and out of these houses all the time. We talked also during breakfast that Sarah blew us off, that the stuff that people leave in the house, I'll give you one. Gigantic air compressor. I mentioned this on the show once. A gigantic 6-foot air compressor.
Huh.
The seller's like, oh, I thought the buyers would want it. She's a school teacher that
unless you're in a mechanic and or something.
It's a very small percentage of population niche. Who would want that.
And coaches lacrosse. Okay, she's not going out there with her power tools with an air thing in there, an air attachment.
No pneumatic tools there.
Yeah. So 6 foot, 48 inch around.
We'll take the house as long as you get rid of that.
Yeah.
Probably a dwarf sort too.
Yeah. Forget about the room that it took.
Yeah.
Right? In the garage. Which, listen, if you're wrenching on stuff and you need that for your tools, right? Fine. But this is a school teacher moving in with her husband who's a police officer. Okay.
The general rule of thumb is other people don't want your junk.
No matter what.
Right? They just don't want it.
What about TVs? Never?
They're hung on the wall. It's like, okay.
I'll take it or leave it. Get a different TV.
It's the best when people have like a huge box TV that's like 900 pounds.
Yeah.
That you can't get rid of anymore.
It works great. Like, I think they're going to want it. It fits in the space nice. I'm like, get it out of here.
Right.
They don't want it at all.
Right.
The Hitachi UltraVision.
Yeah, totally.
Next to the LaserDisc.
I had that.
I bet you did.
I had this gigantic 60-inch.
Yeah.
And DLP something.
I had to break it in half. I had to get the Allen wrenches out. And pop it into two pieces.
You have those next to your lava lamp and your magic 8-ball?
Yeah.
Schlepped it from my condo downtown into my basement in Northbrook in the original
Wild.
House.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where we had to redo the basement. I'm like, now what the hell am I going to do with it?
Right.
I had to get the Allen wrenches. I had to find out where the hell I put the Allen wrenches. Disconnect it, pop it, and take it over to the landfill company, Allied Waste, and just drop it off.
So, Bob, are you getting calls on the 11th hour? Hey, house is set to close. However, my buyer doesn't want the piano, the pool table, and the arcade machine that you thought was of great value?
Yes. And what's even more amazing is... You can someone understand, well, yeah, of course, it's a pool table. Did you even discuss that with the buyer, right? But
good
what's
point.
Funny is when we get the call saying, there are these three pieces of wood in the garage that the buyer wants removed before they close, and they're sitting in the closing.
Right?
Wow.
So everything's on pause.
They did their final walkthrough.
Panic phone call.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I want this out of my new house.
I need you to go to X address and please remove it as soon as possible. And by the way, can you send me pictures so we can actually close?
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
So we make that happen.
Sarah, how many times does that happen?
Yeah, it happens. I'll tell you what. It's the unknown. People just assume that they can leave things or people are going to be grateful for it. It's like, no assumptions.
Yeah. And it really is the sellers who just don't want to deal with it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, obviously.
And, yeah, they'll want it. Sure.
Every seller, when I go to their house, will be like, oh, we got a pool table. It's great. I did the new felt on it. We'll definitely leave it. I'm like, oh, well, thank God there's new felt. And I'll let them know. But it's like, no.
They don't want it.
No.
They definitely don't want it in their dining room space.
I know. Yeah. But you guys make all that not an issue.
And we love picking up those rear projection TVs, Jeremy. So
is there something that you don't, like, you show up and you're like, nope, not doing it.
Probably chemicals, right?
Well, chemicals.
Hazardous.
Hazardous chemicals.
Because I literally cannot transport them, right, legally on the roadway.
Sure.
Without a license.
Yeah, you need a Class B.
And a permit. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we're talking, like, very simple stuff, like gasoline, no ammunition, no drugs, no guns, that kind of stuff. When I say drugs, I mean illegal.
Yeah, drugs. Of course, prescription drugs.
But, so you couldn't do David's house then?
Right.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are resources
the pot
out there.
The cocoa plants in the basement?
There are plenty of resources out there for that for homeowners. And what we do is we'll identify what we can't take. We'll put it in a nice little box, throw it in their trunk, and we say, hey, you know what? Take it over to your municipality hazardous pickup day. Or, Naperville has one. I know that we refer
Northbrook has one. Yep. Okay. The first whatever of the month, you bring all your crap over.
And it's funny is that the number of people that don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And they are just so excited that you've shared that information
with them.
There's
a solution for their problem. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Hmm.
And so they can transport it legally in their own car.
Because it's commercial.
Their stuff.
Right.
Yeah. It's not commercial.
I know. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got to take a quick break. Come back with more of Bob Schmidt. Here's a texter. My in-laws left an old piano not tuned, as if if it was tuned, it would be
like
okay.
Felting a pool table.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. It's all tuned up, ready to go.
An untuned piano. Okay. If it was tuned, it might have been okay.
Maybe.
They got dinged at the closing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the seller's right. The buyer's going to be like, listen, I'm not going to be paying the couple of $200-$300 to get that piano out of my house.
It kills people. They don't want to get rid of it, and it's like you're just stuck.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Phone number, we're going to come back with more, Bob Schmidt. If people want to, if our listeners want to reach out to you.
For us to come get those pianos, it's 1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.
And medical beds just came in?
Absolutely.
Okay, one more time, the phone number.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865.